Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. I, along with many others, will be heading to Mack Point in Searsport this morning. Sprague Energy disagrees with Governor Mills' assertion that the site is not suitable for the offshore wind terminal development that the Mills administration is proposing, and they are offering tours and have started a website to explain why. In the early 2000s, a consent agreement between the state government and stakeholders reserved part of Sears Island for potential future transportation-related development, but said that the already industrialized Mack Point must be considered first. The governor announced earlier this year that after evaluating both sites, she preferred to industrialize the undeveloped Sears Island rather than building the wind port at the already industrialized Mack Point. Mills made references to dredging and costs, but did not provide the public with supporting documents. In an attempt to get that information for our listeners, I contacted Governor Mills' office with a FOIA request. In April, a spokesperson said that they would get back to me, but did not. I followed up on April 22nd and was told that the request would take 3 to 5 weeks to fill. As of today, it has been 7 weeks, and we have still not received that documentation. So I, along with about 85 other reporters and members of the public, will be touring Mack Point this morning to see why Sprague Energy believes that the wind port can be built there. They say their plan, quote, utilizes existing infrastructure, preserves the natural habitat on Sears Island, and aligns with Maine's renewable energy goals. Sprague's alternative plan illustrates a sustainable approach to modern energy challenges while respecting the region's ecological and historical significance, end quote. Spots on the tours filled up quickly, and Sprague may offer more tours in the future. A spokesperson says that they would be happy to accommodate anyone from the Mills administration should they decide to attend. I'll let you know about how the tour goes and what I learn later on Around Town. In the meantime, you can also learn more at SprageEnergy.com/Mack-Point. Again, SprageEnergy.com/Mack-Point. There are a lot of Pride celebrations still happening around the state. Belfast and Ellsworth were among the cities holding Pride celebrations this past weekend. This coming Saturday, the 15th, is the Portland Pride Parade, which dates back to at least the 80s. This year, there will be a parade on Congress Street starting at 1 and a festival in Daring Oaks Park from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by the Big Gay Dance Party at the State Theater featuring special guest Plain Jane from RuPaul's Drag Race. That's all happening in Portland this coming Saturday, June 15th. Earlier in the week, there will also be a Portland Pride Ride sponsored by the Bicycle Coalition of Maine, Bissell Brothers, and Equality Maine. That's happening on Thursday evening, June 13th, from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information on that, go to bikemaine.org. Tonight in Belfast, Torchlight Media is hosting their final youth exhibit at the Colonial Theater. Torchlight Media is a community-based multimedia arts and production studio in downtown Belfast, and this will be the final exhibition of media work made since the pilot program launched in January. 12 high school students will present their work, including audio postcards, interviews on the street and in studio, high school sports highlights, and a newly minted student news show. There will be a question and answer session with the students after the screening of the work. The event is free and takes place this evening, Tuesday, June 11th, from 6:30 to 8 at the Colonial Theater. Organizers say the entire community is invited to attend, thanks to support from event sponsors the Belfast Community Co-op and GoLogic. For more information, go to torchlightmedia.com, email torchlightmedia@gmail.com, or stop by Torchlight Media at 158 High Street, where they are open by chance or appointment. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.